everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
The weekend in superlatives, from Zion to LeBron to Giannis to the NBA Center of the Month, Russell Westbrook. And since we're giving awards out, comeback player of the year, LeBron, from coming back from this devastating injury. But also Patriots fans are trying to read lips. Here's what Tom said. Who mistake? That's what he said.
I think he said Cowboys.
All right, Frank. Going for the Cowboys.
Why is he at a Cuse game?
The Zion dunk into the LeBron 3. Can we just live in this sequence forever? This was just awesome at the end of the third quarter. What LeBron has done versus the next greatest thing, whoever that might be through his career. Woody, you gave a great stat last week. If you can say that again word for word, I'll be very impressed. But how LeBron ravages just everybody in those games is absurd. Yesterday, triple-double, yada, 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 another Lakers win. Frank, start with you. Do you think LeBron's statement was more to Zion or more to MVP voters?
Oh, I think it was to MVP voters. You know, the night before against Memphis, neither he nor Anthony Davis played that well. Pretty lackluster performance. You put Zion out on the court, nationally televised game on ESPN Sunday night. The NBA had a great weekend between the Houston-Boston game, then Sunday night, that performance. 35 years old. Think about all the games that he's played, and he's still that dominant. That performance was to say, don't forget about me in the MVP race.
Devin Blackstone, more to Zion or more to the MVP voters?
Oh, it was more to the MVP voters. It was more to the Hall of Fame voters. It was more to people talking about who's the greatest player ever in this game. What are you talking about? Come on. I mean, you saw that performance. And just like Frank just said about Anthony Davis the other night, there was no Anthony Davis last night. Yep. This was all LeBron James. And to see him come down and pull up with that three, what can he not do at this age in his career?
Yes. But wait, do you think there are Hall of Fame voters at home? Like, oh, LeBron, I don't know. I'm going to see a little bit more from LeBron James, Kevin.
Well, I'm just in those people who talk about who's the greatest player to ever play this game. Yeah. I just told my class the other day, this guy's been playing this game for this long, and he is still arguably the best player on the planet. And
you listen to Blackstone, those people who talk about this. You are those people. What are you? Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
I mean, if he's talking to the MVP voters, I would then slide a box score of the Bucks-Hornets game in front of those MVP voters and say, this guy had 40 and 20, and he's won more games. I don't really know if there's ever a way he's going to be able to catch Giannis. It's semi-ridiculous that the two of them are even in the same conversation. LeBron is not the MVP. LeBron has Anthony Davis as his team, as his teammate. LeBron is capable of doing this, and he did this because it's a road game without Anthony Davis against the team that he might see in the first round and the number one pick, Zion Williamson. That's enough of a motivation for him. I don't think he's going into this thing saying, how can I steal the MVP away from the guy that's going to win 70 games this year?
Okay. And Woody Page.
Here's something interesting, Tony, that I think has been left out. Last night, he went up against a number one draft choice overall.
All right.
He has done that throughout his career 357 times now, and he has dominated in 298 and actually won those games.
All right.
So he was speaking to Zion. He was saying, kid, you're good, but I'm still the man here. He was not speaking to the Hall of Fame at all. doesn't have to worry about that.
I mean, you're talking about here.
He's not.
Can we talk about? Brought it up. I didn't bring it up. You suggested the idea that Hall of Fame voters were watching last night, and this may be a game that they're considering as they consider LeBron James. It's ludicrous. Woody, before we sat down, you said something about Zion that I thought was interesting. That you think he can score at will, but needs more touches down low. What did you see yesterday specifically?
I watched the game and I said, Wilt scored 100. I remember that. I said, he could actually score 100 if they just throw it somewhere around the basket 40 times a game. But
he could score 100?
Truthful, I think, that's what I was thinking about last night, alone on that sofa when I wasn't watching 40-yard dashes. But here's what I think. He could go for 60 or 70 someday, because if he gets his outside shot continuing to grow, if he hits free throws like he did in that game yesterday, and they keep throwing him the ball inside, the way he bullies people in those alley-oops, yeah. Once he gets around the game for 2 or 3 years, I think the guy could go.
We don't need to be predicting 100-point games, Woody, or 70-point games. But, Israel, the progression of Zion we've seen in this now month and a half he's been on the court.
Yeah, and Woody, I wouldn't even throw in the three-pointers. All he has to do is hit free throws, because if he's hitting free throws and has the confidence to go in there and get fouled, then who's going to stop him? If you have Kyle Kuzma on you, he needs to get the ball every single time down there. So I'm with you, Woody. He could have done more. But in terms of what he's doing right now, he's just taking advantage of his physical strength. He gives you that one little jab, step, and go every single time. It's not like he's surprising you with great moves. He's just this physically gifted, and he's learning that he can just build, have 20, 30-point games just on
that. AB, what are you seeing from Zion?
Well, you're seeing the whole package. I mean, this is what he teased you with in college, and we didn't get to see enough of because of his injuries. He can pretty much do it all. I think Frank talked the other week about one of the most impressive things being his ability to jump again and again faster and higher than everybody else, and you saw that last night. And he's got such a nice touch for a guy that big, and he's nimble on his feet. He's everything he's advertised.
Frank, have you seen Zion progress in his time on the court here?
Absolutely. Remember, we all didn't know whether or not he would play this season, and Kevin just touched on it. He's so quick around the basket. Watching him grab offensive rebounds just by his quickness. And to what Izzy and Woody were saying, you get him isolated on the wing on somebody, he also can blow past guys, drive, and finish at the rim. He's been tremendous. The first game he ever played, he had the 4 3-pointers. That's not his game yet. I think he'll develop that, but it's almost like that first game was a bit of a mirage. It's really about being in the paint, dominating inside.
His game's got everything. The only thing he might not have is a JaVale McGee jersey. Did he get one yesterday in the jersey swap? Is it okay for JaVale McGee to ask for a Zion jersey right after this game, Israel?
I mean, look, he's that big of a phenom, right? And JaVale McGee, he's just one of those guys. He says, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to go after what I want. And, yes, I would want a Zion Williamson jersey, too. I do think it's a little bit embarrassing that he didn't want
Brett Guysola?
Well, you know, it's funny. The NFL players are doing it. We've seen it for the longest time in soccer.
I love it. I think it's great.
Guys would trip over themselves trying to get a jersey. Hey, I'm JaVale McGee. How much longer am I going to be in the league? Let me get the jersey of this great young player. Why not? What's the big deal? Right.
Well, we had the start of an MVP conversation, and we're going to continue that now because Giannis, as you said, Israel, put it together. Hey, look at this spin and hammer and one. All right? This is through 4 defenders. That's how you answer James Harden about what 7-footers can do. The 41, 20, 6 assists in 35 minutes. That's the first 40, 20, and 5 game in NBA history with as few as 35 minutes played in the game. That's just, I mean, it's not even a since the merger stat. That's all time. Does anybody know the two players who had the previous record? Elgin Baylor and Bob Pettit. Yes, Woody Page. You had that one right there.
Wow.
Israel, start with you since you brought it up earlier. You think this is a statement to the MVP voters, or was it more to Harden?
No, I think he's done his statement to the MVP voters. I think for the rest of this year, until he gets that second MVP trophy, it is for James Harden. Yesterday, he was hitting turnaround jumpers, and people were discussing it afterward. He's showing his footwork there. This is all skill. He's putting the skill on top of that amazing body, and he's getting 40 and 20. That's absolutely insane. I think it's to James Harden, absolutely.
Woody Page?
I think he was speaking to two people. Harden, of course, about what's been going on. He wanted to show him that there's a lot more than just being 7 feet tall and dunking the basketball. And also he was talking to Bill Plaske, who said the other day that he wasn't going to win the most valuable player that of course, LeBron James is. So I think he wants to show Plaske, he wants to show Harden, and he wants to show every team that he plays against, because they're going to have a chance to win 70 games.
Frank Guysola?
You know what? I think every night that this guy steps on the court, he's always making a statement. And we've heard so much about Mamba mentality. That is the epitome of Mamba mentality. He tries to make himself better. All he cares about is winning. He's not looking to be anybody's friend. He doesn't want to hang around with James Harden during the offseason. He's just so driven to win. Every night is a statement for everyone. That's why Giannis is so great.
KB, did you see last night, or I should say Saturday, more as a statement to Harden or to MVP voters?
No, I think it was more to Harden, and I think it was more to the league, and I think it was to himself, which is what I think Frank's alluding to here. I mean, here's a guy who much was expected of last season with this team, came up short, and right now they're coming up short in no category.
Gutierrez, one more back. Go ahead.
I think it might have been a little bit of a statement to his teammates as well. Did you see how many they scored total? It's like, come on, guys, a little help here?
Yeah. Middleton didn't play.
Middleton didn't play in that game, and that's yet another thing.
But 90 points against Charlotte.
But Israel and what do you think? MVP conversation is completely off. I mean, it's not happening. Frank, do you still think this is a conversation? There's still, you know, a month in the season.
I think it is. I predicted LeBron before the season, but I think right now with 22 games left, I think it's for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Lakers got Jod and Zion in back-to-back games. Here's to either one of those being the 1-8 matchup, whatever it is. But there's also, some people noticed this. I'm not sure if you guys did. There's a play. You have to watch carefully. It's possible LeBron flopped on this play here. Possible. Reaction or overreaction? Make a call.
He could do it all.
He got him in the face.
So good. Hey, look, he clearly got hit hard.
Oh, that is MVP worthy. Let's go. Buy yourself next.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Tom Brady. First, forget what he said and what he did. That he was even at 16-12 Syracuse, right? Losing to 11-17 USC. And Jimmy Fallon's there. Maybe they're huge John Wallace fans. I don't know. So two things all New England lawyers and lip readers are saying today. Circumstantial evidence. There, guy. FaceTiming with Titans coach Mike Vrabel, and then with Edelman. Now, to many, it looked like Edelman was saying he's coming back, and Tom, you know, wait for it, says, it looks like he says he's not. That's what it looked like to many people. However, here's some enhanced audio.
What'd you tell Boeheim?
Yeah. You got it.
Woody, how'd Brady's weekend at Syracuse come off to you?
Like he's starting a Peyton Manning victory tour already prematurely. But I think he's enjoying this time before he has to, in about 14 days, start to make a decision when the free agency period opens up. So he's out enjoying himself with his friends.
Israel Gutierrez.
I mean, look, I'm all in for this. Any of the speculation that comes with who he's FaceTiming, who he's at this game with. I mean, Jimmy Fallon, people trying to figure out if that's some sort of a hint. Look, I'm all in for this. I don't think he's going to be back with the Patriots. And now when he's doing this, I think he's playing with people. I think it's a little bit of a troll job.
Kevin Blackstone.
You think he's playing with people? The guy that sent out the black and white photo before the Super Bowl that everybody was riding, and then it turns out to be a Hulu ad?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm not buying anything else from Tom Brady.
Even with that, though, what an incredible confluence of events there. That video really looked like he said he's not. It did, because you didn't know that somebody was asking him a different question. Increased the trollability. How about you, Frank Isola, speaking of increased trollability?
A year ago, I was at Duke Syracuse. Rob Gronkowski was at the game. He ended up not going back to the Patriots. But I agree with Izzy. Yeah, the fact that he's
circumstantial as well.
No, it's not circumstantial. And I'm telling you right now, I think the Titans are definitely in play. But yeah, the hooping around, he loves it. I still say he's going back to
the Mike Vrabel thing is totally incredible. You're right about that. Does anybody else get swayed by him? I mean, of course they were teammates for a long time. Israel, you're swayed by Vrabel.
Who called
being
who?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, yeah, but I'm curious as to who called who. If Vrabel called Tom and he answered, I think it's a sign.
Meanwhile, Blackstone's just wondering about Hall of Fame voters for Tom Brady, whether this puts Hall of Fame voters for Brady over the top. We'll move on.
Second bout.
Buy yourself to the news from the Bengals that they're considering tagging A.J. Green, who spent basically all of last year hurt. Here's how Peter King reports it, though, that it appears all this came after Joe Burrow told the Bengals it would be better if A.J. Green stayed on the team. Israel, you buy or sell the not yet number one pick calling the shots here?
I mean, is this a duh or a no duh? I'm not really sure. Of course you want A.J. Green there. To me, it just shows you how A.J. Green has been sort of carrying that organization the last several years as their best player. Of course he's the most attractive piece.
Maybe.
Absolutely. He should do this, and this shows the sway that he may have if, in fact, they wind up keeping A.J. Green around. He's a quarterback. He wants to throw to the best receiver. Come on.
Do you believe the prospective number one should be calling a shot like that, Frank?
Come on. We insult the two teams in Ohio all the time. The Cincinnati Bengals have to be told by some guy from LSU that A.J. Green's a good player. Give me a break. They were always going to bring him back.
And Woody Page?
Ridiculous.
Well, Burrow is, Frank, from Ohio, so I think he has a better right to do it. But what happened when Eli Manning said to the Chargers, I don't want to play there? And what happened when John Elway said, I don't want to play in Baltimore? It worked out for him. I think he should use all the leverage he could possibly get, including saying to them, can you get John Ross, who is such a fast runner, to actually be able to catch a ball every once in a while?
Ross did have a better year last year, but I see what you're saying, Woody. Yeah. Buy or sell three when nutmegs attack. Trevor Ariza was not having Trae Young trying to pass through here. Said he's not here for the funnies. Doesn't do the funnies. Never try that again. They did have a very physical dap after the game, though. So, Kevin, who you got here, Trae or Ariza?
You know, I'm going to go with Ariza here. He's a longtime veteran in this league, well-respected, and he's just not up to being clowned on the court. And the fact that at the end he embraced him like a big brother would a little brother, that says
Frank
something.
Isola?
I have no problem with either one of them. Trae Young is trying to get an advantage. Trevor Ariza, who I covered when he was a kid, he's a good man, Trevor Ariza. There's nothing wrong with that. That's old-school NBA right there. And after the game, it's over with.
Woody Page?
Enough of old school. We want new school. We want the nutmeg that he did against him. Do you think Ariza, when he's been posterized in the past, that he went up to the guy after the game and said, here, don't do that stuff to me again? No. It's time for him to accept what the youngsters are doing in this league.
It's Rick Gutierrez.
I mean, I don't know if that's old school with the nutmeg there. Look, I'm on Trey's side. That was just a basketball move. He had that whole side of the floor, had to go that way to try to trick Trevor Ariza. Trevor didn't like it, so he gave him a body. I think it's, you know, I'm with Trey there. I don't think that's the funnies necessarily. I think that's Ariza getting embarrassed.
I agree. Yeah.
The funnies is an incredible way of describing it, though. I love that. I give Ariza points for that.
This isn't funny.
Woody Page, all-time wins leader on the show, but first eliminated. Kevin, Hall of Fame voters, what are they thinking about Woody's performance today? I mean, it's a... that was weird, Kevin. All right, Frank, thanks for today. Gutierrez, Blackstone, showdown next, where we're going to talk about Mike Trout's golf swing. You're going to grade it, right? Look at this. Look where this goes into the ether. Oh, man. Bye. Showdown next.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
I'm still watching people run the 40. I mean, Mekhi Becton, he's 364 pounds, ran a 5-1. Isaiah Simmons, what does he play, linebacker, defensive back? He says he plays defense. That's until somebody moves into running back. 4.39 faster than McCaffrey, Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, and Javelin Guidry. What a name that is. Posted a 4.29. So Ruggs and Guidry, the two in the 4.2s. Israel, who's 40, was 40th.
I mean, I've got to go with Guidry there. I mean, he looks like he could even be faster because it looks like he took about 10 steps before he even started moving. He's got ridiculous turnover on those legs. That guy was incredible.
I like small guys in the slam dunk contest and big guys in the 40-yard dash. How about Neville, the guy out of Canada, 304 pounds, ran a 4.79 40-yard dash. A 300-pounder.
Neville and Wirfs were incredible running in the 4.8-4.7 range. Big guys, always point. Blackstone, we'll move on. Showdown 2, Chicago Bears reportedly want to add a veteran quarterback. Some of those veteran quarterbacks on the radar, maybe Andy Dalton, Case Keenum, Marcus Mariota, maybe there's others. Question to you, KB, is that a good thing or a not so good thing alongside Mitchell Trubisky?
Oh, it's a good thing. I mean, everybody, it seems, except maybe a few people in Chicago, have questions about Trubisky. So bring in somebody, compete for that quarterback position in Chicago. And you know what? If they break through, they break through. That's great. And if Trubisky responds, he responds. Bring somebody in.
I mean, when is it ever a good idea to be sort of half-hearted and sort of be like, you got to be all in with your quarterback. And so what's the answer going to be? A veteran quarterback who couldn't start on another team? Yeah, that's the guy that's going to save my season. You got to commit to one or the other, man. Mitchell Trubisky's got to be sitting there thinking, I mean, you're going to put pressure on me, and it's going to be with a guy
who's not
even
that good. What about the Titans last year, Israel?
Doesn't really give me a lot of confidence.
Tennessee last year did this. They brought in Tannehill. He was the highest-rated passer by the end of the season. Points. Stone will move on. Leon Rose introduced as Knicks president today. He wrote a letter to fans. Former agent said he's going to be behind the scenes for the rest of this year, seeing how it all works with the Knicks. Well, that's a good question. Israel, how is it all working with the Knicks right now?
I mean, just look at him in that photo. It looks uncomfortable. It seems like everything the Knicks are doing is beyond people. There's no press conference. There's no questions. Just trust me. We're going to be good. I mean, come on. What makes you the guy that the Knicks fans are going to trust?
Who knows? But you know what? Maybe this one will work this time for the Knicks. Maybe he'll be like one of the agents who has become a general manager type of person to have some success, like Myers maybe out with the Warriors, or maybe even Pelinka, you could say, with the Lakers. Maybe he'll be one of those guys.
Maybe the Knicks do the exact opposite of everything they've ever done, and maybe that turns it around. Point for each. Time for another showdown. Anyone want to guess how many triple-doubles there have been this season? For a point, how many in the entire league?
22.
Not even close. 89. The 88th of the season was Jokic last night. And here he had a rebound and assist all in one motion. So that pass right there, I'll ask you, what's more impressive? That rebound assist in one motion or Mike Trout's golf swing? KB.
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. The basketball game. Come on. That actually counts. That was playing your sport. Mike Trout, I don't even know where that ball went. Where did it go? And what do you win? Aren't those things juiced?
Those balls?
I'll tell you where that juiced golf ball went. Yes, it went over the netting. What happens when your ball goes over the netting at Topgolf? 0 points. That one doesn't count. At least Jokic got a pair.
Israel, if you were to win FaceTime, what would you do today?
Houston Rockets, baby.
All right, Russ Westbrook, the best center in Houston since Hakeem. And how about you, KB?
Major League Soccer, 25 years old.
I'm in for that. Let's hear it, KB.
That's one of the stories we kind of missed. Thank you very much. To use this time to say Major League Soccer is still with us. 25 years ago, people laughed. They said it'll never make it. Well, now it's making it. They figured out their whole financial plan. They've got great stadiums all over the country. 59,000 people showed up in Nashville to watch that event over the weekend. And they also have figured out how to make it accessible for youth. Give them an option. They don't have to turn pro. They can go right into the academy. That's a great deal.
And there's a team in Miami.
KB, today's champion. That's going to do it.
Red Bulls, 1-0.